Okay, so I was just thinking about how a lot of the apparitions of Our Lady, when she goes to appear to different places, it's always a place of humility. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the second week of Lent, and we are on the meditation number 106 called Humility from Divine Intimacy. Father Gabriel writes, "Charity is the essence of Christian perfection, for charity alone has the power to unite man to God, his last end. But for us poor, miserable creatures, whom God wishes to raise to union with himself, is charity the ultimate basis of the spiritual life? No. There is something deeper still, which is, so to speak, the basis of charity, and that is humility."
Father Gabriel tells us that humility is the foundation of the spiritual life. He goes on to use an interesting analogy of a building that when you're building it, it needs first a foundation. And so in the spiritual life, you consider that the building, but first you need the foundation. And what is the foundation that he says? Well, it's humility. In Saskatchewan here, the foundations, like everywhere, are pretty important. But in Saskatchewan, because it gets so cold during the winter, the frost line, meaning how deep the frost goes down into the ground, can go down to 8 to 9 feet deep. So when you're building your houses, that's what you have to take into consideration. Our garage, for example, we built a house, and our garage doesn't have a basement. It's on piles. The piles are driven deep into the ground, and that's what the garage pad sits on. The foundation is necessary for this house that we're recording in to exist. Without a good foundation, things crumble. And in the spiritual life, that humility is the foundation. Without it, the house will crumble. The house will crumble.
"If you wish to lay good foundations," says Saint Teresa of Jesus to her daughters, "each of you must try to be the least of all. That is, you must practice humility." So I wonder often, how do I practice humility? How can I be the littlest of all? And I think one of the ways is if we naturally become embarrassed about something or humiliated by something, that's a really great opportunity to grow in humility and just be like, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that opportunity to grow in humility. That was like so embarrassing, but thank you."
Mother Teresa said that we know nothing of humility until we are humiliated.
Oh yeah,
I
good.
thought that that's the our Lord allows us to be humiliated sometimes in his permissive will so that we can grow in humility.
"What are the effects of humility?" Father Gabriel writes, "Humility forms the foundation of charity by emptying the soul of pride, arrogance, disordered love of self, and of one's own excellence, and by replacing them with the love of God and our neighbor."
Imagine that we took a group picture of everybody that was watching this video right now. Big group picture. I don't know how that would happen, but just imagine that happens. And then we post that picture in our next video. Here's a question for you. Who's the first person you're going to look for? If you're like me, I tend to look for myself, unfortunately. And if I look good, that makes it a good picture. And if I look bad, that will make it a bad group picture. Oh, we got to do another retake. How do you respond to situations like that? That might be just a little indication of disordered self-love that this analogy might bring it to your attention.
The sublime ideal of union with God totally exceeds our capacities, which are those of weak creatures. If we aspire to it, it is not because we expect to reach it by our own efforts and initiatives, but because we trust that God Himself, according to His promise, will come and lead us by the hand. But God will not act thus with a proud soul. He stoops only to the humble. The more lowly He finds a soul, the closer He draws it to Himself. Humility deepens the soul's capacity to receive the fullness of divine gifts. Can I just tell a funny story?
Sure.
Okay, so I was just thinking about how a lot of the apparitions of Our Lady, when she goes to appear to different places, it's always a place of humility. If you think of Fatima, it's a humble place, and the children were humble children. And so anyhow, I was talking with our daughters about how we were like, what if Mary appears to us? And I just think, you know, well, I guess I'm not humble enough because she hasn't appeared to me yet, which is okay. It means I have a lot of work to do in my life.
Is that what they said?
Well, we were talking about, you know, oh, some of them were like, I want Mary to appear. And then the other ones were like, I'm too scared. I don't want her to appear to me.
It's interesting that the Mary is attracted to humility. Mm-hmm. So is our Lord. And Mary is like our Lord. I think of also the apparitions of Cabejo. Our Lady said that she, in her apparitions, she appeared to because they were people that were simple. And how we think that in the West here, in the civilized West, we are so better off with our sophistications and our technologies and the comforts of a first world. But it's something to remember. Our Lady is attracted to humility because she is like our Lord. And our Lord shows us the model of humility. He didn't seek headlines. He allows himself to be crucified. He allowed himself. No one took his life. God Almighty allowed himself to be crucified like a criminal in the most humiliating death. So I think a good practice of trying to grow in humility would be meditating upon the crucified Christ. The saints recommend this over and over and over again mm-hmm. as a great beneficial meditation, and that would be useful for all of us. So I think that's it, friends. Thanks for watching. Please share with us below what stood out to you and why. If you'd like to become a monthly financial supporter, again, we'd greatly appreciate it. That help really helps us in the work that we're doing online that allows us to be able to serve you and other people. You can head over to kenandjanelle.com for that, and we will see you, Janelle and I, on Wednesday. I will see you tomorrow. God bless you.